Okay, this is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Reed, R-E-E-D, 7/20/23, 1/20/74. Chief complaint, number one, throwing up. Number two, fatigue. Next one was leg pain. Next one was arm pain. Next one was abdominal pain. Next one was low grade temperature. Next one was thirsty. Next one was leg pain severe. Our patient is a 49-year-old woman with history of hypertension. Comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. On Monday, because at the post office air conditioner wasn't working, of course she worked at the post office. Then Tuesday she had the fever, felt worse, and then finally decided to come see us today, period. New paragraph, she does have history of hypertension. New paragraph, allergy, none. Medication, amlodipine, 5 milligram, 2 a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram, 1 a day. Maxide, 25 milligram a day. Sertraline, 100 milligram, 1 a day. For anxiety, then surgery none, last period, May of 2023, her periods have been scant. What is surgery? She said it's a depression medication. It sounds like surgery.
Citrulline.
Is it Celexa?
Maybe.
Certainly. Zoloft. Sorry, it's Zoloft, 100 milligram once a day for anxiety instead of Sertraline. Then social, her periods have been scant, coming every other month or so. Last one was in May. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She's married. She has three children, one grandkid. A family history, hypertension, diabetes, no colon cancer, no breast cancer. Maintenance exam, mammogram was done last year. She did not have a mammogram this year yet. Review of system, her doctor has been concerned about her waking up in the middle of the night with a PND and mild orthopnea. Sleep study has been ordered, which she's going to have done. Positive nausea, positive vomiting, positive leg pain, arm pain, being thirsty, and abdominal pain. As I mentioned, allergy none, by the way. COVID immunization is up to date, 214 pounds, no significant change, 99%, 98.3, 16, 66, 143 over 82. Heart positive, small positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen softs. Posterior pharynx is slightly red, no light on focal skin shows, no rash, no extremity shows, no edema. COVID is negative, flu is negative, your analysis shows trace intact blood, otherwise negative. Assessment number one, nausea and vomiting resolved. Number two, I suspect patient had heat exhaustion. Number three, lots of liquid. Number four, I did do an abdominal ultrasound, order an abdominal ultrasound to look at her gallbladder. Her gallbladder wall appears slightly thickened. We'll follow that. There's no stone seen. Kidney looks okay. This was done in face of hypertension. Patient has symptoms, orthopnea, PND. Sleep study has been ordered by her PCP. I told her next would be to do a stress test. Next number, leg pain, no sign of DVT noted. Next number is arm pain, no sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number, echocardiogram reviewed with patient in face of palpitation and orthopnea as well as PND. Next number is carotid looks good on the carotid ultrasound, no sign of stenosis. Pelvic ultrasounds within normal limits in face of abnormal periods, and no masses or cysts noted. Next number, kidneys show no evidence of renal vascular hypertension in face of long-standing hypertension. Next number is anxiety control. Next number, she is not suicidal. Next number, her thyroid looks normal in the ultrasound as well. Thank you.